Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Massachusetts is once again trying to make history in healthcare. After passing the landmark healthcare coverage law back in 2006, that became a model for the nation. The state legislature is now taking a run at healthcare cost control. WBUR's Martha Biebinger sets the stage as the House and Senate plan to roll out their separate bills soon.
In Chapter 1 of the great Massachusetts healthcare novel, the drama built to this moment at Faneuil Hall.
Massachusetts, once again, is taking a giant leap forward.
Former Governor Mitt Romney signed the state's health coverage law in April 2006. John McDonough, who ran the consumer group Healthcare for All at the time, says the state focused first on covering the uninsured and then on how to pay for that.
The passage of the 2006 law created this recognition that if we didn't control healthcare spending, it was going to be awfully hard to hold this new law together.
Rising healthcare costs were also becoming a top concern for small business owners and municipal leaders who were cutting jobs just so they could pay for health insurance. The legislature passed a series of bills that chipped away at the problem, but there was no consensus on a major change. Then, a high-profile commission decided this. The state must stop paying doctors and hospitals for every office visit, test, or procedure and put them on a budget to save money. That budget would have incentives to keep patients healthy. Dolores Mitchell, who's in charge of health insurance for 385,000 state, municipal employees and retirees, spoke in 2009, just after the commission vote.
We're suggesting a total revision in the way procedures work, in the way billing works, in the way doctors relate to one another and to the hospitals that with which they affiliate. That's a very meaningful change.
The change to what are called global payments took off from there, led by the state's largest insurer, Blue Cross Blue Shield. Insurers, hospitals, and doctors were worried about what the state might require them to do, so they started voluntarily switching to contracts based on a global payment. Then, a year ago February, while Chamber of Commerce members were finishing eggs and refilling coffee cups, we heard the first draft of the second chapter in the great Massachusetts healthcare novel. Governor Deval Patrick outlined a major bill that would give government more authority over healthcare spending for years to come.
If the legislation I filed feels like pressure on the market, good. Good. That's exactly what it's intended to do.
But that pressure may be one of the reasons that healthcare spending is slowing down. Health insurance premiums are under control for some businesses, which prompts the question, are healthcare costs still an urgent problem? Harvard economist David Cutler, who's advising most of the players in this debate, argues that now is the time for the legislature to make sure that what's working to control healthcare spending stays in place.
There are periods of time where folks can do heroic things and they can have a meaningful impact, but those peter out unless the fundamentals are in place. We now know of things that are working, and what we need to do is to build on those things that are working.
The House and Senate are expected to build on the move to global payments and the shift to electronic health records and on the increased focus on primary care. But of course, there are some controversial topics. The Senate has talked about taxing insurance company profits. The House has a proposal to take from rich hospitals and give to those that are struggling. Healthcare is 18% of the state's economy. Trying to reorganize and reduce healthcare spending without hurting the economy is a high-stakes gamble. And as Cutler points out, the nation is watching.
A few years ago, Massachusetts was the first state in the country to decide that we can and we will cover everybody, and then the rest of the country followed. Now is our opportunity to show that we can make the healthcare system work for everybody, and if we do that, the rest of the nation will follow as well.
That's a glimpse of the drama that will unfold in the coming days and weeks. We'll help guide you through the important decisions and moments and look forward to hearing what you think on our blog, Common Health. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Martha Biebinger.